top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Friday, May 3rd, 2024, here are the headlines. Republic Bank confirms the occurrence of a technical glitch resulting from a recent conversion exercise leading to delays in debiting some customers' accounts for point of sale and e-commerce transactions.
DA.com. Right on cue.
The International Cricket Council has banned West Indies batter Devon Thomas from all cricket for 5 years for breaching 7 counts of the anti-corruption codes. And Solomon Islands lawmakers chose Jeremiah Manili as their new prime minister, elevating the former foreign minister who pledged to continue the island nation's international policy that drew it closer to China.
The big station.
The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Republic Bank has confirmed the occurrence of a technical glitch resulting from a recent conversion exercise leading to delays in debiting some customers' accounts for point-of-sale and e-commerce transactions. The bank assures its customers that the issue has been successfully resolved. In response to the incident, the bank conducted a comprehensive verification process, meticulously identifying and validating customer transactions. Due to the volume of transactions involved, the bank took the necessary time to ensure accuracy, providing personalized communication to each effective customer, detailing the relevant transactions for transparency. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Environmentalist Atherton Mater has proposed a short-term solution to address the recent increase in water charges by Duasco for Dominican citizens. He suggests utilizing funds from the CBI program to ensure continued access to clean water for Dominicans. Mater emphasized the importance of allocating resources from the program to support various sectors, including the water sector, which he noted has been overlooked in terms of funding compared to other sectors.
A short-term solution, a very short-term, because to be truthful, Duasco has lots of costs, lots of expenses, and, you know, truly, we do not pay a lot for water in Dominica, particularly when compared to the cost of water in some of the other destinations. But that is as it should be, because Dominica is a water surplus country, so we should enjoy the benefit from that. So it is not a question of, you know, an excessive price of water.
Mater further emphasized that considering the current economic challenges facing the country, proposing an increase in water prices is concerning. He highlighted the importance of implementing a short-term solution by using CBI funds to support Duasco operations instead.
But when you are giving consideration to raising the cost to the consumer, especially at this time, and I'm pretty sure the board had to take that into consideration, things are hard. Things are tough on the customers of Duasco, whether they be businesses or they be domestic households. Things are much tougher today than they were 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Money is much less available. So taking all of that into consideration, a short-term solution to helping DOASCO meet its financial commitments, which is part of the formula, while at the same time allowing the customers, the users of the product, to continue to enjoy reasonable prices for the commodity.
And that was environmentalist Atherton Martyr. Head of the English department at the Dominica Grammar School, Mrs. June Smith John Baptist, dubbed the education faculty's special education expo at the Dominica State College on Thursday a success. Mrs. Smith John Baptist explains that the expo serves as a catalyst to encourage other teachers to join the next cohort for the special education program facilitated by the Dominica State College education faculty. The 12 teachers who successfully completed the Dominica State College Special Education Program, led by Miss Beverly LeBlanc, are Arifa Francis, Audrey Harris Dublin, Otisha Paul, Dahlia Lee, Jewel Honore, June Smith John Baptist, Lana Thomas, Leandra Charles, Marie John Pierre, Olabisi Babola, and Priscilla Etienne.
Today's expo is a culmination of the special education program. It's a certificate in special education that we've been doing for the past four semesters or so. And what we're doing today is showcasing some of the content that we have learned, you know, and it also serves as a catalyst to encourage other teachers to enroll in the program.
And that was head of the English department at the Dominica Grammar School, Mrs. June Smith John Baptist. The St. Kitts and Nevis Association of Persons with Disabilities is pushing its campaign for the inclusivity of skilled persons with disabilities to be gainfully consulted and engage in matters involving their state, with emphasis in areas of construction and public buildings and businesses, education, and social programs, among others. CEO of Teas and Things and Public Relations Officer of St. Kitts and Nevis Association of Persons with Disability, Anthony Mills, told Q95 News recently that his association continues to lobby the government, hosting high-level meetings of regional leaders and the private sector to illustrate to them the social and economic impact of including persons with disabilities in high-level positions of leadership and management.
Well, we continue to lobby the government. We continue to meet with ministers of government and leaders in the private sector to point out to them where this would be beneficial, not only to government, but to the organizations in the private sector. We continue to do things like conduct workshops and for, because I remember doing one for a bank here in St. Kitts to show them how they could make their services more accessible for people with various disabilities. We did a workshop for RAS University to show RAS University how they could make the university more accessible. And so we continue to do stuff like that. We continue to work with government. I currently sit on the board that's looking at the revision of our building codes, and we're lobbying government to get somebody on the building board itself so that every public building that goes up in St. Kitts or Nevis would be fully accessible. And that could easily happen if we have somebody on the board itself instead of just on the review committee. And after the committee has done its work, then we no longer have a voice. So we're trying to make sure that we have somebody who's on the board itself to look at these things.
Public Relations Officer of the St. Kitts and Nevis Association of Persons with Disabilities, Anthony Mills. General Manager of DOASCO, Bernard Atenoff, has revealed the total debt owed by the company and how its initial debt to the government was written off by the government to ensure that utilities operations continued for 2024. Mr. Atenoff explained that the government of Dominica converted the EC $31 million owed to it by DOASCO to contributed capital. Duasco had some of its loan paid by the government on behalf and also received loans from the government after Hurricane Maria in 2017. The Duasco general manager explained that the utility currently owes a collective sum of $71 million to the following institutions: the Caribbean Development Bank, the Dominica Social Security, and the National Bank of Dominica. This debt is serviced by an annual premium of $7.7 million.
In terms of the company's debt burden, what I indicated, the $31 million is what the company was owing the government of Dominica as debt for loans paid by the government on behalf of the company, loans granted the company after Hurricane Maria, and basically, yes. That was $31 million, which government has decided to convert to contributed capital, which means the company no longer have to pay that debt. But in terms of other debts to the National Bank of Dominica, Dominica Social Security, to the Caribbean Development Bank, the total debt there is about $71 million. Yeah, with a debt repayment annually of about $7.7 million.
And that was General Manager of Duasco, Bernard Etinoff. Former Dominica Business Forum President and Electoral Reform Coalition member Severin McKenzie is concerned about the possibility of government delay tactics that might create electoral reform fatigue. He encourages advocates for electoral reform in Dominica not to become silent on the matter due to the purposeful delay in allowing the Electoral Commission to carry out its mandate for reforms of the electoral process in Dominica. Though there is still a wide portion of Dominicans interested in these reforms being implemented, McKenzie encourages those who may have lost hope in achieving electoral reforms to keep advocating and to remain practical and optimistic.
As far as electoral reform is concerned, I know that there is a certain level of electoral reform fatigue within the population. So a number of persons who used to be advocating and protesting and shouting for electoral reform have gone silent. And this is why I say there appears to be some electoral reform fatigue. But people must realize that, I think the population have to realize that it is important that we have electoral reform in Dominica because if the electoral legislation is what determines the governance of the country and how the government is placed in power. And what we all agree is that over the recent election cycles, there has not been a level playing field for all political parties or all candidates to have an equal opportunity to win an election.
And that was a former Dominica Business Forum President, architect and Electoral Reform Coalition member Severin McKenzie. In other news, the International Cricket Council, ICC, has imposed a 5-year ban on West Indies batter Devon Thomas from participating in all cricket activities. Thomas admitted to violating 7 counts of the anti-corruption codes set by Sri Lanka Cricket, the Emirates Cricket Board, and the Caribbean Premier League. Thomas faced allegations of corruption in May of 2023, resulting in his suspension and the levying of 7 charges, including involvement in match-fixing schemes. The ban is effective from May 23, 2023, the date of his provisional suspension. Describing the ban as a period of ineligibility, an ICC statement indicated that the last 18 months of the ban would be suspended. Alex Marshall, ICC General Manager of the Integrity Unit, emphasized Thomas' attendance at numerous anti-corruption education sessions, implying his awareness of the obligations outlined in the anti-corruption codes. However, Thomas failed to fulfill these obligations across 3 different franchise leagues. And the Solomon Island lawmakers selected Jeremiah Manili as their new prime minister on Thursday, elevating the former foreign minister who pledged to continue the Pacific Islands nations international policy that drew it closer to China. Manili won 31 votes to opposition leader Matthew Wills 18 votes and a 50-seat parliament. Governor General Dr. David Vanuji announced outside Parliament House on Thursday morning.
I declare that Honorable Jeremiah Manele is the Prime Minister of Solomon Islands.
Lawmakers in Solomon Islands picked Jeremiah Manele as their new Prime Minister on Thursday, a move that keeps the Pacific Islands nation as an ally to China.
I humbly stand before you.
Speaking outside Parliament, Manele pledged to unveil new policies soon as the economy slowly recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic and 2021 anti-government riots.
The recent report by the Central Bank and the state of our economy is concerning and calls for a more focused and aggressive approach. It is not an easy task, but we will be reaching out to all relevant stakeholders as we progress on our road to recovery.
Manele was foreign minister and had traveled to China in 2019 to formalize the Solomon switch in diplomatic ties from Taiwan to Beijing. On Monday, Manele said he would keep the same foreign policy basis, friends to all and enemies to none. His elevation to the top job comes after weeks of fierce competition with opposition parties to win support from independents. Last month's national election saw Manele's party, under incumbent Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare, lose half of its parliamentary seats, but also delivered no majority to any party. The election has been closely watched by China, the United States and neighbouring Australia because of the potential impact on regional security. Sogavare had struck a controversial security pact with Beijing in 2022, which involved inviting Chinese police into Solomon Islands. The opposition coalition has been critical of the pact and favoured a return to closer ties with countries like Australia and the US. On Thursday, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on social media he looked forward to working closely with Manele, saying the two countries were close friends with connected futures.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Republic Bank confirms the occurrence of a technical glitch resulting from a recent conversion exercise leading to delays in debiting some customers' accounts for point-of-sale and e-commerce transactions.
The Big Station.
The International Cricket Council has banned West Indies batter Devon Thomas from all cricket for 5 years over breaching 7 counts of the anti-corruption codes. And the Solomon Islands lawmakers chose Jeremiah Manele as their new prime minister, elevating the former foreign minister who pledged to continue the island nation's regional international policy that drew it closer to China.
The Big Station.
The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I am Fudis Environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the Big Station.